Nolte, Beto, Booker, Klobuchar, and Castro are losing to some guy named Andrew Yang. By John Nolte on September 26, 2019. According to the latest national polling, both Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke and Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, are losing to some guy named Andrew Yang. The four most recent national polls show Yang beating Booker in every single one. These same polls show Yang tied with O'Rourke in three, but shellacking him in a fourth. The Economist has Yang at 2 points, Patty with 2 points, and Booker with, LOL, zero. Emerson has Yang at 8 points, Patty with 1 point, and Booker with two. Quinnipiac has Yang at 2 points, Patty with 2 points, and Booker with, LOL, zero. Morning Consult has all three sitting at 3 points. Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, and Julian Castro, a former HUD secretary under President Obama, are polling even worse than Patty and Booker. The most interesting bit of polling news, though, is the total collapse of Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, who is only polling a little better than Yang. But in the Emerson poll, which is only a few days old, he beats her 8 points to 4 points. In just 10 weeks, Harris has dived from having 15 points of average national support from Democrat primary voters to just 4.9%, which is where she sits today, according to the Real Clear Politics poll of polls. The Real Clear Politics poll of polls has Yang at 3.3%, which puts him ahead of O'Rourke at 2.4%, Booker at 1.7%, Klobuchar at 1.6%, and Castro at 1.3%. Right now, the race for a 2020 Democrat presidential nomination is a three-way race. Period. And it's not even close. In that poll of polls, former Vice President Joe Biden leads with 28%, followed by Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVA, with 22% and 17%, respectively. The only positive thing you can say about mean little Mayor Pete Buttigieg's poll position is that he's at the top of the bottom tier with 5.9% support, which only puts him a little ahead of Yang's 3.3%. But in that Emerson poll, Buttigieg is behind Yang, 8-6. The 44-year-old Yang has no political experience. He's a private sector success, an entrepreneur, lawyer, and CEO. His big idea is to take away everyone's private health insurance by forcing us into a government-run Medicare for all. He wants to confiscate guns and give everyone $1,000 every month as a guaranteed income, for some crazy reason. In other words, he's a crank. But so are all the others. The difference is that Yang has some charisma and a sense of humor. Unlike Booker and Patty and Klobuchar and Castro and the mean little mayor, Yang is likable and self-deprecating. And that is all it takes to beat a bunch of left-wing stiffs these days.